In September, a group that expresses white supremacist and neo-Nazi sentiments announced it would hold a torchlight rally in Uptown Charlotte. The group calls itself Anti-Com. A counter-protest was quickly organized. All of this was to take place this Thursday night. Anti-Com soon canceled its rally, citing unspecified security concerns. But the counter-protest was still held. And although everyone there was officially on the same side, there were still tensions, as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
You could hear them before you could see them.
Nazi scum, your time will come.
30 or so people gathered around the Martin Luther King statue in Marshall Park, a collection of men and women clad in black, faces covered. Some held banners, others waved red flags. They identified themselves as members of the anti-fascist group known as Antifa, and they believe in fighting Nazis, quite literally.
Punch a Nazi in the face!
No Nazis were punched last night. Antifa knew the torchlight rally had been canceled, but the man working the bullhorn said they came prepared for the worst, just in case.
Just because they had like radio silence doesn't mean that they weren't going to be there. And if they were to come, you know, we don't want to be caught, you know, as sitting ducks.
He wouldn't give his name, but said he was from Charlotte. That group was the largest and most visible contingent of the demonstration last night, but they weren't alone. At one point, a 74-year-old man in a blue parka strode up to the front of the Antifa crowd and calmly held a sign which read,
"Hate is not an American value."
Bill Dudley is from New Hampshire, but he winters in Charlotte. He was one of the 20 or so protesters not aligned with Antifa.
They have their agenda, which this is a loose affiliation. We're with the peaceful march and just making a stand.
Jabril Huff was one of the organizers of that peaceful march, and he was disappointed that Antifa had become the headliners of this protest.
What can you do? You can't make them leave. Like I said, they are on our side. Just their strategies are different than ours.
And their shared enemy, Anti-Com, was nowhere in sight.
You know, no matter how chaotic some of the moments may be today, you can say that we won today. It's a victory.
But there was still a few chaotic moments. The most notable came as the official organizers were thanking the crowd for braving the cold. They then handed the mic to an Antifa member.
In order to be anti-white supremacy, we also have to call it for what it is. The same police department that protects Nazis and KKK members every single day are the same people we're up against.
That was too much for Charlotte City Councilwoman Luana Mayfield.
These people that we see standing up here in this blue, they out here to protect all of us. So if you want to see a change, then you figure out what you need to do for you to be one of them.
As she continued, the Antifa member grabbed his bullhorn for an expletive-filled chant against the police.
So I'm going to stand up here and say, I'm going to stand and speak for our CD. And if you have a problem with that, you need to...
Soon after, the demonstrators formed a column and marched down to the corner of Trade and Tryon with a police escort. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.